Welcome back to the Folk Show, and welcome Ewan McLennan. How are you?
Hello, good to be here.
Yeah, good to see you. Are you having songs tonight from Stories Still Untold?
That's right, the new album out.
Yeah, yeah, with a nice woodcut cover, is it?
Yes, it is. Well, I think it's a lino print, actually.
Oh, is it?
But,
right.
But it's that ilk, yeah.
Yeah, lovely stuff. We'll talk lots more later, but let's have a... Now, there's a kind of interesting mix of songs which we'll talk about, but this is one of your own that you're going to start with.
It is. This is one I wrote myself.
Right, and what's this? Just about kind of growing up and...
Yeah, it's kind of about growing up, and I guess it's kind of about an old pal of mine as well, and,
right.
And gadding around when we were young and that kind
in
of...
In the thing. Edinburgh area,
that's it? Right, in Edinburgh.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's called Out on the Banks.
Okay.
Out on the banks here, the sun dips down, there's salt in the air as the light burns out. As the voices fall and the memories stray to when summers were long back in the day. But life comes easy and life comes hard was the song we'd sing on those boulevards. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then. We sang on the streets and we drank on the benches, tapped our way through the smoke and the rain. One night with the air stiff cold to the ground, you drunk too much, the earth was spinning round. We carried you home with lips pale blue, hope the warmth of a new day would see you through. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then. Remember the nights raising hell in town, careering, swinging up on the mound, kicking the doorways in our heavy boots till lights behind us were flashing blue. Jumped the fences on the winds away, we'd laugh it over as night brought in day. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then. Young and unscarred, didn't they tell us these years were ours? From Devil's Point, at the close of the day, where the rows of lamps flickered gold and decay. With smoke in our eyes and in tobacco's glow, we watched the water pass under the bridge below. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time. Since then, it's been a long time now since the last words were said. I travelled south and you moved west, but I hear you're back in the city these days, where the old ghosts and dreamers still run and stray. As I sit here and sing, I'm hoping my friends on the track will bring us back round again. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then. The game was rigged right from the start, the crosses hung and the lines were cast. Now the winter's tiring and the river's rising. How are you gonna make it through? But life comes easy and life comes hard was the song we'd sing on those boulevards. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Ewan McLennan performing live with a song from his album Stories Still Untold, and that's out on the banks. And we've got two more to come from Ewan before 8 o'clock. Welcome back to the Folk Show. Mark Radcliffe here. Hi to Juliet, who says, I absolutely love Ewan McLennan's voice, and what a guitarist as well. So there you go. Welcome back, Ewan. How you doing?
Better after that comment, thanks.
You're going to play a couple more songs for us. Now, the first one is... you're doing the shearing.
Yes, next. That's right.
So tell us something about this, because the first one you played was one you've written, and this is a traditional one.
Yes, it's a traditional Scottish song, this one, and it's one of these many traditional songs that kind of lots and lots of variations of them kind of float around.
Yeah.
And this is a kind of one particular version of the story that's told through this song, but it's a traditional Scottish one.
And what does the title refer to? The shearing.
The shearing is it's not nothing to do with sheep actually,
right.
Despite what you might think. It's it's got to do with cutting the corn, and the idea that kind of comes back in the chorus again and again. Is this girl's got pregnant and she's too heavily pregnant to kind of cut the corn again. This is the reference to the shearing that keeps coming back.
Right. Okay. We'll talk more in a moment, but this is Ewan McLennan again from the album Stories Still Untold and the Shearing.
It was in the month of May, my bonnie lassie, oh. It was in the month of May, my bonnie lassie, oh. It was in the month of May, when the flowers they were gay, and the lambs did sport and play, my bonnie lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonnie lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonnie lassie, oh. The shearing's no for you, for your back it's only boo, and your belly is roaring full, my bonnie lassie, oh. Do you mind John Banks so well, my bonnie laddie, oh. Do you mind John Banks so well, my bonnie laddie, oh? Do you mind John Banks so well, where my heart yet didn't snare, and you left me in despair, my bonnie laddie, oh? Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonnie lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonnie lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, for your back it's only boo, and your belly is roaring full, my bonnie lassie, oh. Tack the buckle off your shoe, my bonnie lassie, oh. Tack the buckle off your shoe, my bonnie lassie, oh. Tack the buckle off your shoe, for your dancing days are through. Now your dancing days are through, my bonnie lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonnie lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonnie lassie, oh. The shearing's no for you, for your back it's only boo. Belly is roaring full, my bonnie lassie, oh. pipes they sweetly play, my bonny lassie, oh. The pipes they sweetly play, my bonny lassie, oh. The pipes they sweetly play, and the troops they march away, and it's here I will not stay, my bonny lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie, oh. The shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie, oh. The shearing's no for you, for your back it's only blue, and your belly is roaring full, my bonny lassie, oh.
Shearing, performed live by Ewan McLennan. We were talking about the Young Folk Award before. I think your first album, Rags and Robes, was 2010, was it? And then you won the Horizon Award the year after that. So how did that help? Because, you know, the Young Folk Award was really exciting to be involved with that.
The Horizon Award made a massive amount of difference. It was great to get that. It was certainly something I hadn't expected to get at the time. It was the first kind of proper full album length kind of thing that I'd done.
Yeah.
And I guess it was probably only in 2010, roughly, when the album's released, that I kind of really began gigging properly.
Were you always a solo act, or did you grow up playing in bands? Did you, like Chris Drever, did you have a thrash metal past before you started investigating the traditional scene?
I can safely say I had no thrash metal phase whatsoever. I played in a few different bands over the years, it mostly was always kind of solo stuff, songwriting and interpreting traditional stuff and that kind of thing too. But usually in a solo capacity.
And so who are you listening to? Who are your idols? You know, I mean, I know you've kind of a fan of Dick Gocken and people, but you know, who are the big influences on what you do?
Well. Yeah, Dick Gawkin's certainly one of them, a huge kind of influence. In fact, I came to Dick Gawkin quite late, actually. I was playing around a lot of the folk clubs in England, began to play around where I lived at the time, around Yorkshire.
The big probably, Leeds period. I mean,
that's
you've
right.
You've been in Leeds and Bristol, which meant you had no vote recently.
That's right, indeed. Anyway, I was playing around the folk clubs there, and people kind of people kept saying, oh, you should go and listen to Dick Gawkin, you'd like him. And so I did. And so he ever since then he's been a big influence, and also Martin Simpson, another one. Lots of stuff and lots of music outside of folk as well, outside of traditional folk.
Like what? Like, just tell us a couple of things that you're big on.
A huge influence, undoubtedly, me and many, many billions of other people, but nonetheless a huge influence on me is Bob Dylan.
Right, yeah.
Whose music I've just been kind of, in awe of for years since I was pretty young. And in fact, I was listening to quite a lot of Bob Dylan's early kind of albums, the very, very folky stuff, particularly the albums Times Era Change, and these kind of ones where there was a clear social narrative and there were stories that drew you in and spun you a yarn.
Because political writing is something you've been interested in, isn't it?
That's right, yeah, that's right. And I mean, the debate still rages about whether Bob Dylan's early stuff was overtly political or not, but what there definitely was there was these fantastic stories and this ability for him to look around him. I don't need to tell listeners this, I'm sure they all know it better than I do, but the ability for Bob Dylan to look around him and to spin these incredible stories about the people he saw and the people he saw kind of struggling through life. And I think that was probably one of the first things that really got me hooked.
And what about the words of Robert Burns? I mean, from Dylan to Robert Burns, in a way, it's not that far. It was sort of, you know, the language of the country you were born in and everything. And in fact, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking to Dougie McLean, who's done an orchestral album, settings of some of his songs. And he's a big Burns man as well. And you've done a couple of Burns songs, and you're going to do one next, I think, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, there was someone, I can't remember, I have no idea who, but someone said to me Bob Dylan was the Burns of his era.
Well, exactly,
I think an interesting and perhaps questionable idea, but I like that. I think it's difficult to grow up listening to lots of Scottish folk music. In fact, it's probably difficult to grow up listening to music in Scotland, full stop, without being very aware of the enormous kind of contribution presence of Burns within Scottish culture. But I think way beyond Scottish culture, I think he's often a figure who's kind of, you know, because he wrote in Scots, of course, most of the time, but he's associated specifically with Scotland. But I mean, the sentiments in his songs and but just the beauty of his songwriting, I think,
yeah,
is kind of transcends.
So what are you going to do?
So I'm going to sing a song called "I Walk in O," which is one of the many kind of lost love or unrequited kind of love songs that Burns wrote.
Okay, lovely stuff. I'll give you some of Ewan's tour dates after this as well.
Summer's a pleasant time, floors of every colour, the water runs o'er the hue, and I long for my true lover. I walk in o', walk in still and weary, sleep I can get near, for thinking on my dearie. When I sleep I dream, when I walk I'm weary, sleep I can get near, for thinking on my dearie. I walk in o', walk in still and weary, sleep I can get near, for thinking on my comes on, all the leaves are sleeping, I think on my bonnie lad, and I blear my eins wi greeting. I walk in o', walk in still and weary, sleep I can get near, for thinking on my
Robbie Burns, I Walk In O, performed live by Ewan McLennan. All the songs tonight you can find on his album on Fellside, Stories Still Untold. It's out now, I presume, is it?
That's right, last week, I think. Yeah.
And if you want to see Ewan, the next day is the 17th of October at the Music Institute in Guildford. The 18th of October, Miss Peapod's in Penryn. That sounds divine, doesn't it? It sounds like you're going into a Beatrix Potter book or something at Miss Peapod's.
It's fantastic. It's a lovely venue, actually. Yeah. It's really nice.
That sounds amazing. Is there a website where people can check all your dates? Because there's a big long
list
there.
There's a website with all the usual gubbins, including dates and all kinds of stuff. And it's ewanmclennan.co.uk. Yeah. And if you can spell that, you deserve to get there.
Right, yeah, that's. I'm sure they can manage that. Lovely to see you. And off to Leeds for a couple of pints with old friends now.
With a bit of luck, I'll get in the last orders.
Oh, you'll be easy there for that. Yeah, unless you're a very slow driver. Lovely to see you.
Pleasure being on.
Thanks a lot. Okay, we'll see you somewhere down the road.
Yeah. It's the Devil's Spoken Root Show anyway, on BBC Radio Leeds. And I'm very pleased to say that someone we can probably reasonably call a friend of the programme. A former native of Leeds, but now moved somewhere else, is on the programme tonight with us. Our special guest with his new album, Ewan McLennan, is with us. Hello, Ewan. Welcome to the programme.
Hello, how
are
you doing?
Nice to have you back again.
I never thought I'd be awarded the title Native of Leeds, but there you go.
Yeah, well, I love that Leeds accent you've got there.
No, yes. it's a twang, isn't it?
Twang. But it's true to say that in your formative years, Ewan McLennan, you did spend most of it in Leeds, didn't you, when you were starting your career?
That's quite right, yeah. Sitting around the drinking holes of Leeds and the open mic nights and the acoustic sessions and all kinds of stuff like that.
Exactly, with a great affection for the Grove, I might say.
Oh, yeah. not only me.
So what caused you then to move away and move down south of all places for a man of your sort?
Let's not go there. This could get touchy.
Is it because you owed money, or is it for romance, or what's it for?
No, it's actually a bit of a disappointing thing. There's no particular reason at all. I just fancy going somewhere different. So up sticks and shifted, and that might happen again in another year. We'll see.
Very good. But you haven't forgotten us here in West Yorkshire, because coming up in a week or so's time, we start to see some dates on your current tour for your new album, Stories Still Untold, because you're coming to Otley and Bradford and Doncaster in due course, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. Otley on the 7th of November.
Yep.
And then Bradford and Doncaster a little bit later on that month.
Smashing stuff. So, already released, and we've been playing tracks from it, your new album. It's your third album, isn't it, Story Still Untold?
It is. It's the third one I've recorded now, that's right, yeah.
And it's took you 2 years to make it. I believe it's even longer than the last one.
Yes. Is it the awkward third album, Ewan?
It's not been awkward, actually. Oh. It's been relatively painless and kind of, dare I say, almost enjoyable.
Oh,
yeah, I know. There you go.
Enjoying his music.
It's a rare thing.
Yeah,
but so it's been great. It was great fun doing the whole thing, and it's nice. It's out and being played and getting a reception now. So yeah, that's all been good so far.
Good.
Now, since we last spoke to you, you've had quite a part to play in a very prestigious television programme, haven't you?
Transatlantic Sessions.
Yes, that must have done a great deal of good for your career, do you feel?
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was, it's certainly helped keep things kind of rolling along. And the whole thing was just great fun to be involved in as well. So it was lovely. Playing alongside all those people who for years on the programme itself I'd kind of watched and keenly admired and, looked up to, and then suddenly having them playing along with my little songs was great.
It gives over when you watch it a real air of informality about it. Is that in truth the way it's done, or is it quite painstakingly televisual sort of like stop and start and things?
No, it's not. It is. I was surprised by how fluid the whole thing is. How kind of laid back and not improvised, but kind of jammed out the whole thing is, really.
Right.
I mean, you get told the songs, you discuss the songs you're going to play the next day. And the next day you turn up, and 40 minutes, half an hour before you're about to go on camera, on stage, on set, you get together with the musicians who you're going to be playing with, and you kind of run it through a few times, and people are learning the tune as you go, and then you're on. And they were all, I mean, all the ones I saw and that I was involved in were done within 1, 2... sometimes 3, but not even that takes.
Wow.
So it's very, and nothing's spliced, or so it's as it seems.
Well, that's good to know, yeah, because it has that nice, relaxed feel about it and everything, yes. Right, well, talking of performing live and all that kind of thing, Ewan McLennan, you've got your guitar with you, and we were asking you if you could do a few songs from the new album, but live, especially for us here on the Devil's Spoken Root Show. Now, I think to start with, you're going to do one by Matt McGinn, which he's that's a bit of a hero of yours, isn't he?
Yeah, well, it's someone I grew up listening to quite a bit, and... And a guy whose songs I seem to have kind of taken on some of them anyway, and kind of carried on playing them. He was a man for me who had an enormous capacity to write songs that kind of spanned the breadth of human emotion, from just downright hilarious songs, kind of really silly songs, to very, very serious, biting political songs, and kind of everything in between. And I admire that kind of songwriting ability that he had in that respect.
Yes, did he not do a lot of things for television, the sort of topical comedy songs and things at the time?
All kinds of stuff, yeah, absolutely. And this particular one is one that I've kind of had sung to me and sung myself for years and years and years, since I was probably a little kid, and so it's one that's kind of close to my heart. And it's it's one that kind of strikes a balance almost between the spectrum of, I was talking about, of his songwriting. It's it's a miner's lullaby, so on the face of it, it's a sweet kind of lullaby being sung by a miner to their kid. But I always think, as I'm playing it and when I'm listening to other people singing it himself, that there's a bite there, there's some anger in there, and there's some distress in there, and there's all kinds of emotions thrown in there. So I think it's an interesting one.
Lovely. All right then. What's it called then?
It's called Cooridoon, A Miner's Lullaby.
Ewan McLennan, live on the Devil's Fucking Root Show.
Lie down, my dear, and then your ear to help ye close your eyes. I'll sing you a song, a slumber song, a miner's lullaby. Cooridoon, 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 my darling. Cooridoon the day. Cooridoon, 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 my darling. Cooridoon the day. Your daddy's doon the mine, my darling. Doon in the Carbly main. Your daddy's hawking coal, my darling, far as in we win. Cooridoon, 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 my darling, Cooridoon the day. Cooridoon, 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 my darling, Cooridoon. There's darkness doon the mine, my darling. Darkness, dust and damp. But we must have our heat, our light, our fire and our lamp. Cooridoon, 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 my darling. Cooridoon the day. Cooridoon, 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 my darling. Cooridoon the day. Your daddy Cooridoon, my darling. Doon in the 3 foot seam. So you can Cooridoon, my darling, Cooridoon and dream. Cooridoon, 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 my darling, Cooridoon the day. Cooridoon, 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 my darling.
There we go. Ewan McLennan playing live here on the Devil's Fucking Root Show. Cooridoon, which is well, the last track on your new album, isn't it, Ewan? Story Still Untold.
It is. I thought it was suitable to end the whole thing with a lullaby.
Yeah, very nice indeed. Well, we'll have a couple more songs for me a bit later on the programme, if you don't mind, Ewan, and a bit more chat and things. So stick with us. Anyway, it's the Devil's Folk and Root Show here on BBC Radio Leeds, and it's high time that we got back to our special guest on the programme, our live guest on the show tonight, who's going to play some top tunes for us, as well as a bit more chat, Ewan McLennan. Mm. Ewan, well, we enjoyed that song from your new album, Story Still Untold, a little while ago. Do you think we could possibly quickly have another one before we do much else?
Yeah, of course. So this one's called The Shearing. It's a Scottish traditional song.
Oh, you're not doing Rattling Roaring Willie?
Not on this particular session.
Oh, that's a pity. It sounds like you need cream for that one anyway.
That was at least referring to one of the other songs on the album, but we'll stay clear of that one and concentrate on The Shearing. So this is a traditional number that you've arranged for the album, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a relatively well-known traditional Scottish song. And in this particular version, I've kind of pulled together various different versions that I've heard and collected over a few years, and this is a slightly different narrative that I've heard other people sing of what is quite a well-known traditional song.
Lovely. Live on the programme then, here's Ewan's live rendition of it for us on the Devil's Folk and Root Show, The Shearing.
It was in the month of May, my bonny lassie, oh. It was in the month of May, my bonny lassie, oh. It was in the month of May, when the flowers they were gay, and the lambs did sport and play, my bonny lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, for your back it's only boo, and your belly is roaring full, my bonny lassie, oh. Do you mind John Banks so well, my bonny laddie, oh. Do you mind John Banks so well, my bonny laddie, oh? Do you mind John Banks so well, where my heart you didn't snare, and you left me in despair, my bonny laddie, oh? Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, for your back it's only boo, and your belly is roaring full, my bonny lassie, oh. Take the buckle off your shoe, my bonny lassie, oh. Take the buckle off your shoe, my bonny lassie, oh. Take the buckle off your shoe, for your dancing days are through. Aye, your dancing days are through, my bonny lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, for your back it's only blue, and your belly is roaring full, my bonny lassie, they sweetly play, my bonny lassie, oh. The pipes they sweetly play, my bonny lassie, oh. The pipes they sweetly play, and the troops they march away, and it's here I will not stay, my a bonny lassie, oh, oh, the shearing's no for you. My bonny lassie, oh, oh, the shearing's no for you. My bonny lassie, oh, the shearing's no for you. For your back it's only boo, and your belly is roaring through. My bonny lassie, oh.
There we are, here on the Devil's Spoken Root Show, a live rendition of Ewan McLennan, and that was The Shearing, which you can also find on his new album, Stories Still Untold. You've got a few people helping out on this record as well, I noticed, haven't you?
Yeah, there's a great cast of musicians on there with me. There's some viola being played by Lauren McCall, Scottish violinist, and there's some and viola player. There's a cellist called Beth Porter who's on there. Inga Thompson is playing some accordion. There's a bit of whistle on there from Ross Ainsley. Wow. And a little bit of backing vocals from Siobhan Miller. So, I mean, there's quite a few different instruments, and gives the CD a kind of slightly wider sound than the other two I've recorded. But it's...
Yeah. Just gives colour, doesn't it? Yeah, it's essentially still you twanging on your guitar and singing.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah, you're dead right.
But, and it's a nice selection of songs... some by yourself, as we've said, some by the people, and some traditional arrangements as well in there. So what formed your desire to choose the ones that you went for then, Ewan?
It was a kind of, a couple of years of pulling stuff together and then kind of whittling it down. And, I mean, some of the songs, like Coorey Doon played earlier, I mean, some of these kind of ones that go back, I've known them, or I've been singing them, at least known them for quite a long time. Other ones were ones that I've kind of collected together or written myself in the last couple of years since the last recording. But I mean, this time was a slightly different process of recording, because I had a whole big bunch of songs, 20 or so songs, and then, you know, that I was singing and that I felt comfortable with as recording pieces, and I then had to kind of begin to kind of distill those down to a kind of album length bunch of songs, ones that I thought were strongest and worked best, but also those that I thought sat alongside each other best. And so that's how I ended up with the final kind of album that I did.
Ah, right.
Excellent.
Anything going to happen with the other tracks that you've omitted?
Good question. I mean, some of them were recorded and some of them weren't. I don't have any plans for them immediately, but who knows? These things can sometimes crop up.
You
down
can have
the line.
A black album like Prince.
Yeah. I'm not quite going down the Prince route quite yet. I'm a few years off that still.
Great. Well, you've already started on the touring malarkey, haven't you, to support this album, and been around and about since the start of the month. But you'll be focusing on West Yorkshire in a couple of weeks when you start at Cork's Wine Bar in Offaly on the 7th.
Yeah, I've played there before and it's a lovely venue. So look forward to going back there.
That's right.
And a little bit of a homecoming, like you said. It's been a while since I've been in West Yorkshire. So
have you got somewhere to lie your head when you come down here?
I do. I've still got plenty of pals that haven't quite ditched me yet.
And then we should mention that at the end of the month, on the 20th of November, you've got the Topic Folk Club in Bradford. That's moved, I think, to Glyde House since you last played there.
Right,
it's a lovely venue.
That's
I recommend it.
Right, okay.
Just across the road from where the Media Museum is, but it's a really nice venue, that.
Brilliant.
And then over to Doncaster the night after for the Roots Music Club over there in the Ukrainian Club
as
well.
That's right, yeah.
So, reviews and things coming in for the album, and all very positive. What will you do after this? Have you got anything more lined up in the way of televisual appearances and things?
Nothing kind of imminent. Starting over the last kind of few weeks, the last month or so, I've been really launching myself into, you know, writing more songs. So I've been hugely enjoying it, and so that's the kind of thing that I want to, you know, spend a bit of time in.
All right, so the next album we could be looking at Ewan McLennan, total singer-songwriter, could we?
Yes.
who knows?
Well, it's been lovely to have you on the programme, Ewan. It's just time for you to do another song, if you wouldn't mind, acoustically from the album.
I'll play you a song that I wrote myself that's on this album, and it's called Out on the Banks. And it's kind of vague and kind of sporadic recollections of being a young bloke and kind of growing up where I did. So it's a kind of song about that.
Okay, Ewan McLennan playing for us live on the Devil's Spoken Root Show.
Banks here, the sun dips down, there's salt in the air as the light burns out, as the voices fall and the memories stray to when summers were long back in the day. But life comes easy and life comes hard was the song we'd sing on those boulevards. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then. We sang in the streets and we drank on the benches, tapped our way through the smoke and the rain. One night we'd hear stiff cold to the ground, you drunk too much, the earth was spinning round. We carried you home with lips pale blue, hope the warmth of a new day would see you through. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then. Remember the nights raised in hell in town, careering, swinging up on the mound, kicking the doorways in our heavy boots till lights behind us were flashing blue. Jumped the fences on the winds away, we'd laugh it over as night brought in day. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then. Night skies, young and unscarred, didn't they tell us these years were ours? From Devil's Point at the close of the day, where the rows of lamps flickered golden decay. With smoke in our eyes and in tobacco's glow, we watched the water pass under the bridge below. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then. It's been a long time now since the last words were said. I travelled south and you moved west. But I hear you're back in the city these days, with the old ghosts and dreamers still running stray. As I sit here and sing, I'm hoping, my friend, the bends in the track will bring us back round again. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then. Game was rigged right from the start, the crosses hung and the lines were cast. Now the winter's tiring and the river's rising, how are you gonna make it through? But life comes easy and life comes hard was the song we'd sing on those boulevards. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then.
There we are, the final song in session for us tonight on the Dead Rules Spoken Root Show on BBC Radio Leeds. Ewan McLennan, our guest. Lovely that, Ewan. Thanks Fantastic. Very much for joining us here on the Dead Rules Spoken Root Show.
It's a pleasure being back on.
We have put your website details on our listen again, so our listener can find out a bit more about what you're doing and how to get hold of the album there.
Yeah, thank you very
much.
Look
forward to seeing you in West Yorkshire again soon for the dates.
All right, cheers. Thanks for having me on.
It's time to introduce our studio guest for tonight, Bristol-based Scottish singer Ewan McLennan, whose new album, Stories Still Untold, is a perfect portrait of a songwriter steeped in tradition. He's joined tonight by Sid Goldsmith on slide guitar, and they're going to start out on the banks.
On the banks here, the sun dips down, there's salt in the air as the light burns out, as the voices fall and the memories stray, to when summers were long back in the day. But life comes easy and life comes hard, was the song we'd sing on those boulevards. My old friend, it's been a long time. My it's been a long time since then. We sang in the streets and we drank on the benches, tapped our way through the smoke of the rain. One night with air stiff cold to the ground, you drummed too much, the earth was spinning round. We carried you home with lips pale blue, hope the warmth of a new day would see you through. It's been a long time, my old friend, it's been a long time since then. Remember the nights raised in hell in town, careering, swinging up on the mound, kicking the doorways in our heavy boots, till lights behind us were flashing blue. Jumped the fences on the winds away, we'd laugh it over as night brought in day. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then. Young and unscarred, didn't they tell us these years were ours? From Devil's Point, that's the close of the day, where the rows of lamps flicker cold and decay. The smoke in our eyes and in tobacco's glow, we watch the water pass under the bridge below. My old friend, it's been a long time. My it's been a long time since then. It's been a long time now since the last words were said. I travelled south and I moved west, but I hear you're back in the city these days, where the old ghosts and dreamers still run and stray. As I sit here and sing, I'm hoping, my friend, the bends in the track will bring us back round again. my old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then. Was rigged right from the start. The crosses hung and the lines were cast. Now the winter's tiring and the river's rising. How are you gonna make it through? But life comes easy and life comes hard was the song we'd sing on those boulevards. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time. My old friend, it's been a long time since then.
A beautifully, I might even say unashamedly, nostalgic song from our session guests here on World on 3 tonight. Ewan McLennan on guitar and vocals there, and joined for tonight by Sid Goldsmith on slide guitar. And I believe it's a combination that is relatively new since moving to Bristol, Ewan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, we've known each other a while, but started playing.
But the opportunities are now presenting themselves too.
They are, being not too far away from each other makes a lot of difference.
So you grew up in Edinburgh, and that song is based on your own...
Yeah, that's
right. It actually sounds like a song that belongs to a much, much older man.
Right,
you know,
right.
I had a hard paper round,
what can I say?
So whereabouts exactly? What are you drawing the picture of there?
Well, it's a song that I wrote. I mean, it's kind of almost specific and vague at the same time. It's a song that I wrote about kind of growing up in Edinburgh, and the old friend referred to is kind of one particular old pal of mine. But the bits and pieces, the bits of pictures throughout the story are kind of taken from here and there, and it's all kind of
it's like memory works, really. It's a sort of distillation.
It's a patchwork. Yeah, it's a kind of patchwork of various memories of me growing up in Edinburgh and the things we got up to. Yeah.
You're probably not going to admit to any of them just
no,
now.
No.
So part of that growing up was being in a very musical family. What were you hearing as you were growing up?
Well, do you know what, the home I grew up in, there was loads of music around, but it wasn't a particularly musical family in the set. Well, I mean, nobody played any instruments, for instance. There was no musical training. There was no, there's none of that. But they sang. Yeah, they sang, and that was, I'm sure, was a big thing. And so, I mean, you know, you go back a generation again, and my granny and grandpa, who I spent a lot of time with growing up, and it was part of what they did. Right the way through their life, is you'd get together with your friends, you'd have a drink, and you'd all sing songs.
And what would you sing? What would they be singing?
All kinds of stuff. I mean, all kinds of stuff. The pop music of that day, all blues numbers. But then, of course, because it was Scotland, there'd be a whole load of traditional Scottish music. There'd be Burns, loads of Burns songs. And a heavy dose of kind of... you know, songs of the working people, as they called it, but, you know, political kind of songs about people struggling for a better life and that kind of thing. So all these kind of things together.
So you kind of broke the mould then when you started piano lessons or started out in classical music then?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I have to say I was kind of forced into the mould at first, kicking and screaming, but... And came out of the classical mould kicking and screaming as well. But
I'm not sure you're allowed to say that on Radio 3.
Sorry, I think I've just made a mistake.
No, not at all.
But I think that actually, interesting, I mean, the classical music, I feel, gave me a really, really fantastic grounding. I'm not trying to claw my way back from the previous comment here, just for the record. Gave me a fantastic grounding in music in general, and in interpreting pieces, and in technique more than anything else, but in just general musicality. And I've a huge amount of admiration and love for a lot of classical music. The thing that I didn't like was the kind of straitjacketed rigour. That's how I saw it at the time anyway, and that was probably just me being a kind of wannabe rebellious kind of teen, you know. But
you tell a great story about the improvements that you were desperate to make to Chopin.
Oh, right, this one seems to have got around somehow. I was playing a piece of Chopin on a piano to a music teacher I had at the time, who was straight down a line, and I decided that the piece of Chopin sounded a bit with a few blues notes thrown in here and there, and the result was that the poor guy falling off his chair backwards in shock and despair, I think.
You obviously got forgiveness somewhere down the line. Well, let's go back a little bit then and just tap into that Scottish folk tradition for this next song. Just tell, and it's a song that appears in various different forms. Tell us what goes into your particular interpretation.
As with quite a lot of the traditional Scottish songs that I play, it's kind of it's a bit of a pick and mix, really, of all the various different versions that I've heard, which, as far as I'm concerned, is and has always been the evolution of traditional music, you know, is that people take the parts that they like of certain... Well, first of all, they take the songs that they like, but then they take the particular parts of the songs that they like, and as to whether the version that they put together at the end is good or not, I think, you know, time kind of often comments on that. And so, yeah, this is the Shearing is a song that has lots and lots of different versions. The shearing refers to the shearing of wheat, actually, not the shearing of sheep, as kind of it sounds like it should do, and so it's that kind of old story that crops up loads in traditional music of essentially why you shouldn't trust men, I think, is maybe the conclusion, or not lightly, and so it's about a couple, two people meeting, and then the guy kind of just running off at the end. And so the shearing, which is the kind of background to this whole song, is the kind of, you know, I like to think of it as the kind of picture that is the backdrop for the narrative here. That is the cutting of corn that they're both doing.
Well, we'll let you head over to the other side of the studio again and get set up with the guitar there to listen to the shearing from Ewan McLennan, joined by Sid Goldsmith for the session tonight on slide guitar. And if you're checking out all the music details for tonight's programme online on the Radio 3 website, we'll also post the link to Ewan's website so you can find out more about him.
It was in the month of May, my bonny lassie, oh. It was in the month of May, my bonny lassie, oh. It was in the month of May, when the flowers they were gay, and the lambs did sport and play, my bonny lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie, oh. The shearing's no for you, for your back it's on a boo, and your belly's roaring full, my bonny lassie, oh. Do you mind John Banks O'Hare, my bonny laddie, oh. Do you mind John Banks O'Hare, my bonny laddie, oh? Do you mind John Banks O'Hare, where my heart you didn't snare, and you left me in despair, my bonny laddie, oh? Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie, oh. Oh, the shearing's no for you, my bonny lassie, oh. The shearing's no for you, for your back it's on a boo, and your belly's roaring full, my bonny lassie, oh. Tack the buckle off your shoe, my bonny lassie, oh. Tack the buckle off your shoe, my bonny lassie, oh. Tack the buckle off your shoe, for your dancing days are through. Aye, your dancing days are through. My bonnie lassie, oh, the shearing's no for you. My bonnie lassie, oh, the shearing's no for you. My bonnie lassie, oh, the shearing's no for you. For your back it's o' an aboo, and your belly's roaring full. My bonnie lassie, oh. The pipes they sweetly play, my bonnie lassie, oh. The pipes they sweetly play, bonnie lassie, oh. The pipes they sweetly play, and the troops they march away, and it's here I will not stay. My bonnie lassie, oh, oh, the shearing's no for you. My bonnie lassie, oh, oh, the shearing's no for you. My bonnie lassie, oh, the shearing's no for you. For your back it's o' an aboo, and your belly's roaring full. My bonnie lassie,
a fresh take on the shearing there. Makes you listen afresh. Thanks to Ewan McLennan, with Sid Goldsmith joining on some of the songs tonight here in the Broadcasting House studio on World on 3. And there's more to come from them. Now, if you listen regularly on air or online, you'll know that we've started asking our session guests to bring along a heritage track, a song or a piece of music that means something special to them. And tonight, Ewan has brought along, well, in terms of artist, you know, for a musician like yourself, for whom politics is a big part, the artist and the subject matter would seem to be perfect.
Yeah, that's right. I have to say it was a really difficult one trying to choose this track, but it's from an album. It's by Dick Gawkin, sung by Dick Gawkin in this instance, and it's from an album he recorded. I think it was in 1984 or thereabouts, which is a live album, and it's one of my favourite albums of all time. And the song on it, and there's many, many good songs on that album, but this particular song has always been one of my great favourites. It's actually a poem, started off life as a poem written by Adrian Mitchell, and was then kind of taken from its form as a poem into put into song, melody, kind of put to it and so on, by Arlo Guthrie. And it was a poem, a song about it's called Victor Jara of Chile. It's about Victor Jara. Who was a musician in Chile and a peasant farmer as well, grew up in a peasant farming community in Chile, and kind of came to fame in Chile as a singer during the 60s and early 70s, and played a huge part in the election of Allende, who the Chilean president who came into office in 1970. Committed to enhancing democracy and fighting for the rights of kind of ordinary people around Chile, trying to alleviate poverty, redistribute wealth, that kind of thing. And so Victor Jara was kind of part of that. That's the kind of context in which Victor Jara was singing. And singing all kinds of songs, singing traditional Chilean folk songs, and also singing songs that that he'd wrote himself. And this is the song about him. And Victor Jara, in 1973, there was a coup in Chile, and Allende and his government were overthrown with extreme violence by a military coup. And Victor Jara and many, many other people were locked in Santiago Stadium. It was a big sporting stadium there. And were essentially taken off and kind of killed. And it's I've always found it an incredibly sad song, but the way that Adrian Mitchell has kind of written this poem, there's just such kind of rays of beauty and rays of hope in there about the kind of guy that Victor Jara was, and it has this kind of refrain you'll hear, this refrain of words that keeps coming back, which is which I think is just so fantastic.
And I think the content and the delivery requires somebody like Dick Gochan to perform that song.
Absolutely. It couldn't be done much better as far as I'm concerned.
Victor Hanna of Chile, he lived like a shooting star. He fought for the people of Chile with the songs in his guitar. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. Victor Hanna was a peasant. He worked from a few years old. He sat upon his father's plough, and he watched the earth unfold. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. When the neighbors had a wedding, or one of their children died, his mother sang all night for them, with Victor by her side. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. He sang about the copper miners and those who work the land. He sang for the factory workers, they knew he was their man. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. He grew to be a fighter against the people's wrongs. He listened to their grief and joys, and he turned them into songs. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. He campaigned for Allende, working night and day. He sang, take hold of your brother's hand, the future begins today. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. The bloody generals seized Chile, they arrested Victor then. And they caged him in a stadium with 5,000 frightened men. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. Victor stood in the stadium, his voice was brave and strong. He sang for his fellow prisoners until the guards cut short his song. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. They broke the bones in both his hands, they beat his lovely head, they tore him with electric shocks. After 2 long days of torture, they shot him dead. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. Now the generals rule Chile, and the British have their thanks for the rule with hawker hunters, and they rule with chieftain tanks. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. Victor Jara of Chile, he lived like a shooting star. He fought for the people of Chile with his songs and his guitar. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. His hands were gentle, his hands were strong.
Dick Gochan perfectly pitched there with Victor Jara of Chile, and talking about the hands that were infamously broken for making his beautiful songs. That's Ewan McLennan's heritage track. So let's hear more from the man himself, and he's going to carry on with A False Young Man.
Sit down, for I have not a moment's time. Since you are engaged to another true love, and your heart's no longer mine. When you were mine, my old true love, and your head lay on could make me believe by the falling of your arm that the sun rose up in the west. And many's a star jingle in the west, and many's a leaf do blow. Many's a dam shall light upon the man for treating the poor girl so. And I pray to the Lord I'd never been born, or I died when I was young, then I'd never have mourned my own true love or courted another one.
Beautiful, a song that shows, if any evidence was needed, but very particularly here, the connection between the music of old-time Appalachia and the British Isles. The False Young Man, sung for us by Ewan McLennan here, and one of the songs featuring on his current album, Stories Still Untold. Now, Ewan, that won't be the way you heard or came across the song. I'm intrigued by your remoulding of a lot of songs to make it your own. Is this something that consciously goes into your treatment of a song?
I think it is and it isn't. I mean, I think usually the thing that kind of grabs me about traditional songs is either the text or hearing it in some kind of field recording or perhaps performed by somebody else. And just being taken by the melody, or you know, sometimes both. I think probably in that case both, and I think I then just try and sing it as I feel it ought to be sung, you know, by me. I mean, there are so many different ways to sing the same song, and I think what I kind of do is is really just sing it in the way that I feel it. I think that that's one of the things above kind of everything else, is that I need to have some kind of emotional attachment to a song, really, to be able to feel I can do it justice. And so me then just going and singing it is not a particularly conscious thing. What sometimes is a bit more of a conscious thing is trying to pull out and emphasise which particular bits of the song, merit emphasis, and trying to kind of make a connection between those passages, those lines, those verses, and experiences and feelings that I have myself, and trying to draw them together and use those experiences and feelings and that kind of thing that I have to draw out sentiments in the song, if that makes sense. So a kind of connection that kind of bounces back and forwards, I think.
Now, we were playing a couple of tracks a few weeks ago here in World on Three from a current topic anniversary collection that was produced in association with the trades unions, and there was a bit of chivying in the background notes to younger musicians to bring folk songs that had a political route to them, not just to be observations but actions. For you, as somebody for whom politics is a big part of your music, which way do you regard it? Are they, when you sing these songs, are they as an observational thing, or are, do you think that you can actually achieve some kind of action?
Well, I think both. I think hopefully both. I mean, I think that, songs that are about social issues, as a lot of songs are, you know, either consciously or not, songs that are about social issues, ought to reflect what's going on around them and comment on them. But I think the use of those songs and just the bringing to attention of those issues through those songs can affect change in itself. So I think they can and perhaps should kind of do both.
And this album, Stories Still Untold, is a mixture of traditional songs or older songs that have writers known. I don't always like calling them folk traditional songs, and also your own material. Now, this again is a question that I asked Nancy Kerr when she came in here to play in session. She is somebody who writes in the folk tradition. Is that because that's your natural language, or are you consciously trying to follow that particular stream?
Well, I think the fact that a lot of the songs that I write are, you know, I mean, I don't know if I'd say reminiscent of folk songs, but they have that kind of sound. They're in that kind of sound world, and probably, you know, in terms of the lyrics too, is because I've listened to so many folk songs, and so it kind of rubs off, you know, simple as that. But every song that I try and write, not for any kind of principled reason or anything, but it's just what I feel, you know, I'm most comfortable doing, is contemporary songs. I mean, okay, so I sang a song earlier on that was, you know, harking back to my past, but I mean, that's not that long ago, and it's my past, you know. I kind of think that, I think it's an important idea that the tradition is a living, breathing thing. By the tradition, I mean the traditional set, the repertoire that we have, and in order for it to be a living, breathing thing, these old songs need to be constantly reinterpreted. But more than that, I think new songs need to be added to them. And I think that one marker of these kind of songs is their relevance. And a lot of these traditional songs are relevant because they express sentiments and feelings that are still with us and, you know, very close to us today. They're kind of timeless. A lot of the other things are important because they give you bits of history that are really important to try and understand the present. But the third part, I think, that's really important is new songs, still part of the tradition, but written new and written about contemporary issues, because there are so many things going on today that merit these kind of songs being written about them.
And this next song that you're going to sing, I suppose, is a distillation of some of that, because although it's an old song or an old poem, there's a contemporary element to it as well.
Yeah, and I mean, this next song, as with a lot of the As a lot of, with a lot of the kind of songs that I sing, part of the reason I sing them is because I do feel they're relevant. And like I was saying before, you know, I kind of need to feel a song before I feel I can do it justice. And relevance is part of that. It's a song called "The Song of the Lower Classes," and it actually began life as a poem. And a poem that was written by Ernest Jones in the mid 19th century, who was one of the leading Chartist members in Britain, leading members of the Chartist movement in Britain, and he wrote this song. He wrote this poem, you know, looking around at the world around him and wanting to reflect on that. And actually, it's been changed over the years. Bob Davenport's added a verse in here and it's kind of been changed slightly, but a lot of it's still the same as his original version. And it occurred to me in hearing this and kind of singing it through that so much of it is relevant today. So I think that's part of the reason I'm singing it.
Thanks very much, Ewan. I'll let you get yourself and your guitar back over. And I think Ewan is going to be joined once again by Sid Goldsmith playing slide guitar and backing vocals for this session. The songs are coming from his album, Stories Still Untold. And if you head to the World on 3 pages on the Radio 3 website, we'll post the links to Ewan's own website so you can find out more. But for now, let's have the Song of the Lower Classes.
We plough and sow, we are so low that we delve in the dirty clay, till we bless the plain with a golden grain and a veil with a fragrant hay. Our place we know, we are so low, down at the landlord's feet. We're not too low, the bread to grow, too low, the bread to eat. Down, down we go, we are so low, to the hell of a deep-sunk mine, where we gather the proudest gems that glow in the crown of a despot shame. Whenever he lacks upon our backs fresh loads he deigns to lay, we're far too low to vote the tax, not too low to pay. We're low, we're low, we are so low, yet from our fingers glide the silken glow of the robes that flow round the limbs of the sons of pride. And what we get and what we give, we know and we know our share. We're not too low, the cloth to weave, too low, the cloth to wear. To war we go to fight some foreign country that yesterday was our greatest friend, today's our enemy. God bless our boys, the papers scream, praise them the churchmen cry, but when the war is done and we're all home, who cares if we never die? We'll low till that happy day we're called to a heaven on high. Oh, and the freedom we never had in our lives will be there on the day we die. But if you see no worse suffering hell on earth for the promise of a heaven above, why not join the fight that one day we might see a heaven down here below? See a heaven down here below.
Thanks a million to Ewan McLennan and slide guitarist Sid Goldsmith, our session guests here tonight. And Ewan has come back for one last song. And actually, you use it as a final song in lots of situations, I believe, not just on the album.
No, it's a nice... It's it's a nice closing song. It's a lullaby, and yeah, I find it. It's a kind of it's a finishing song in some kind of way.
And Coorie Doon is, well, you and I would understand that instantly as something, you know, snuggle down.
Yeah.
But it was written by Matt McGinn, and for us, that's a name that we know, but maybe not to other people. So just tell us a little bit about him.
He was a Glasgow man through and through, Matt McGinn, and he was a songwriter and a performer as well. But wrote lots and lots and lots and lots of songs, left behind him lots of songs. He's a very well-known figure, and many of his songs are even better known than him himself, really, in Scotland. But beyond Scotland, he's not hugely well-known. But he tended to kind of be very well-known for writing funny songs, satirical songs often, but, you know, kind of humorous songs. He wrote loads of those kind of ones. But he also wrote a whole load of really poignant songs and that kind of thing too. So there was a real diversity to his songwriting.
Yeah, I think there's a pub named after him outside Central Station in Glasgow.
I've not been there yet.
He did get his place at Celtic Connections, I believe, with a showcase very much in his honour, and showcasing all those sides of his songs. He was known or called by no less a man than Pete Seeger. He was called the Scottish Woody Guthrie. So you had to be a man of taste and discernment,
I think, to know your Mac McGinn. That one, isn't it? Yeah.
And this lullaby, like you say, shows another side, and it's, well, for me it's a bit like a lot of Gaelic lullabies, where there's always a kind of dark underbelly to this to the song, more than just sending a child to sleep.
There is, and it's a kind of play on words, Coorie Doon, like you said, meaning to snuggle down, but in this case it's also burrowing down, and that's what it's kind of suggesting at. So the child snuggling down at night, and meanwhile the dad's burrowing down in the mine. And it's kind of putting these two very, very different kind of pictures side by side.
And are they? Do you hold those pictures in your mind when you're singing this? Or?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, with different parts of different verses, I think one comes to the fore more than the other. But yeah, those are the two kind of real feelings I kind of feel here.
Well, Ewan, it's been a pleasure having yourself and Sid Goldsmith on the show tonight, and hearing the songs in just a slightly different context. And we'll round off World on Three then with Matt McGinn's Coorie Doon.
Lie down, my dear, and in your ear to help you close your eyes. I'll sing you a song, a slumber song, a miner's lullaby. Coorie Doon, Coorie Doon, Coorie Doon, my darling. Coorie Doon the day. Coorie Doon, Coorie Doon, Coorie Doon, my darling. Coorie Doon the day. Your daddy's doon the mine, my darling. Doon in the Carbly main. Daddy's hawking coal, my darling, far as in me win. Coorie Doon, Coorie Doon, Coorie Doon, my darling, Coorie Doon the day. Coorie Doon, Coorie Doon, Coorie Doon, my darling, Coorie Doon. There's darkness to the the main, my darling, dark and less dust and damp. But we must have our heat, our light, our fire and our lamp. Curry-doon, 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 my darling, curry-doon-a-dee. Curry-doon, 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 my darling, curry-doon. Your daddy curries doon, my darling, doon in the 3 foot seam. So you can curry doon, my darling, curry doon and dream. Curry doon, curry doon, curry doon, my darling. Curry doon the day. Curry doon, curry doon, curry doon, my darling. Curry doon the day.
And Matt McGinn's lullaby, Curry Doon, from Ewan McLennan, rounds off tonight's World on Three with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital and online.